Number 12,552, Clint and Blair Lutz seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of East Trap Pond Road, approximately 0.31 miles southwest of Parker Road. The 911 address is 22842 East Trap Pond Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 19, oh gosh, 51, parcel 51.04. They're requesting a 7-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback property. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Side yard requirement for a proposed structure. They have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. Apologize.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Clint Lutz, 22842 East Trap Pond Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 1907.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
If you, the floor is yours. If you would, when you have a chance, the criteria for a variance, if you would touch on them throughout your presentation.
Okay. Yep. The uniqueness of the property, as you can see, the left side of my property has a weird angle. We have a shared driveway, so I'm looking to put the pole barn on my left side so we can go straight in from the driveway into the pole barn. It has a unique angle, so I'm trying to stay as close as I can, and I'm building parallel with that angle. Can't otherwise be developed. It's kind of a narrow lot, so if I put it 15 foot off of that property line, it's in the middle of my yard one, and my septic does come into play, or I'd have to move it forward and take away some of my driveway, the existing driveway, or make, if I moved it over more to the right, I'd have to add pervious surface as well. It's not creating a problem. I'm only asking to be 8 foot. I'm only asking for additional 7 foot. You're still gonna have plenty of room between the two lots. It won't affect the neighborhood. We share the driveway with my brother and sister-in-law, so they're aware of the plans. So it's not gonna affect the neighborhood at all. They're all on board. It's a family owned lot. The house to the left is family, and then the second house over is also family. So it's a family lot plan. Johnny Penny will sign companies next door, and he has no problem at all either. Again, I'm not asking. The minimum I would build is 8 foot off the property line.
Complete your presentation?
Yep.
Any questions for this gentleman?
What will the building be used for?
Just storage, family storage, and mainly because my daughter plays softball, so she can pitch inside. So that's why it's such a 24 by 60. So she'll be able to pitch indoors, and I can put a batting cage in there for my kids.
Okay. On the survey, did you have that professionally drawn, or did you draw it yourself? Or I see the date was 07 is why I'm asking.
Which survey was that, the original?
Yeah.
It was just, I got it, I received the original plot plan from, I think it was the county we found it from.
Okay.
So, and then I just hand drew where the building was gonna be.
I see.
The property markers are still there from the right side of the property, are all existing. So, it was all done with string line.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
You mentioned there's septic. I presume that's in the middle of your property?
No, it's in the back, pretty much where that brown spot is. It's all the way back on the property line. Mm-hmm.
And I guess that would limit your ability to move that thing, move that whole building kind of towards the center?
Yeah, if I moved it towards the center, then the whole building would have to come forward. I'd have to remove driveway to make that happen, or make the building smaller.
Have you looked at making it smaller, or is it not suiting your needs? If you were,
it wouldn't suit my needs for the pitching mound to be 45 feet for a girl, and then my boy eventually, hopefully, will be a pitcher as well.
Any what would was the side of the, I wanted to make sure, you said it's a 8 foot, is it 8 foot off the property line or 7 foot off the property line? I should make sure I understood.
The eave of the roof would be 8 foot off the property line, the walls themselves would be 9 foot.
Okay, all right, so you're looking for a variance then of 6 feet, right, this one, if the walls are that distance?
Right, that'd be great.
And will that run parallel to your side property line, or will it, I know it looks like there's a bit of a jut out at one point. Will one side be closer than the other, or is it going to run parallel?
It's going to be parallel with the left side of the property.
Okay, all right, very good. Thank you, I have no further questions.
Any other questions? Is there anyone present in favor of this application? Six? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have one caller on the line. Caller, your line is open.
Hi, this is Chris Rose for application.
Hi, yeah.
Sir, which application are you calling for?
I'm calling in favor of to support Chris Roser, his Penny Lane application.
I believe that's the next one, sir. We're on the application for Clint and Blair Lutz, case number 12552. So, are you?
I have no comment on that one.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We can call back.
Yeah. Call back.
Thank you.
Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions.
Vaguely familiar with that area. Just thinking maybe we need a letter of support from your in-laws or your neighbors next door there. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of where I'm struggling here. Thoughts how we could do that, Mr. Sharp?
Well, the neighbors would have been notified of this as mailings were sent to anyone within 300 feet, I believe, or 200 feet. So if they had an opposition, they could have voiced it either through coming in or sending a letter or appearing online.
Okay.
So, I mean, we don't have the subpoena power, or we don't have the power to require them to give us the answer on there.
Sure.
Further questions? There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case 12552 for Clint and Blair Lutz. The property has a unique physical condition, and variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represent the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12552 has been approved.
Thank you very much.